97.9 The Box, Man had a morning show. Chester Pitts in the studio with us.
Yes!
Has a charity event going on, but before we go there, let's talk some football talk. Chester, clarify, are you still playing for Seattle now?
I'm done playing.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was going to ask
that's
that.
What I thought. That's what I thought, yeah.
My last team was Seattle. But, bonked my head and 3-month hole in my memory. And
really?
I'm good. It's time to put this suit on every day. And
well, since you started talking about I know there's about 2,000-plus former NFL players about the suit of NFL saying that they had knowledge of, you know, what head injuries, what they could do to you. What's your thoughts on that?
The key to the whole lawsuit, this is the point blank. Did they or did they not know?
No. Okay.
That's what it all comes down to. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. It was, did they know that more time was required? Did they understand that a concussion was, you know, spraining your brain was not the same thing as spraining your ankle.
Yeah.
You can tough out, you can shoot up, you can play on an ankle. You cannot play on a concussed brain. That's how you have lifelong issues because of that. Because if you have a second episode during that window, that's when you have real problems. So that's all what it's going to be about is, did they know or not know?
What about if you had a kid, and I don't know if you have kids or not, would you allow them to play football?
I have two children. I got a 15-year-old daughter and 6-year-old son. And since my 6-year-old son's been breathing, I've been pushing him in the direction of tennis. I would love for him. Look, I would love to have the kid that goes and plays golf, right? Love.
Right.
But my kid has so much energy. I'm not a fool. I don't set myself up for failure.
Yeah.
But tennis is a great sport. I mean, with the paint job that kid walks around with, you know, being African American, if he can play tennis, he's gonna get a full ride to any college he wants to.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
His brother that can play tennis.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gonna get a ride wherever he want
to
go.
Now, so, what if at some point in time though he says, "Dad, hey man, I know you want me to do this tennis thing. I'm pretty good at it, but I really want to try this football thing."
If it's true and it's passion and it's one of those things where no matter what dad says, he'll just wait till college. I mean, that's what I had to do. I waited until college and walked on to college because mom wouldn't let me play.
Is that right?
Yeah. So if that's what it takes for it to happen, that's what it takes for it to happen. You know, if he wants it that bad, I'm aware of. I know enough now that I can make sure if my son ever bonks his head, or I can teach him if you ever dizzy, if you ever have an issue, you take yourself out of the game. You lay down on the ground. You get out of the game. Just so he understands the importance of it's not about being a tough guy when it comes to your brain.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, it's only one. It's irreplaceable. You can replace a joint. You know, there's a lot of stuff you can do with joints, ligaments, muscles, tendons, but your brain, you just can't play with that.
When you finally went on to play football, how was your mom? Did she ever become okay with your decision?
She, you know what? Yeah, on draft day. you know, I fought tooth and nail with mom. It was always heavy lifting, always heavy lifting, just to get her to be okay, just to, you know, to get her to be cool. You know, and this was, I'm 19, I'm 20 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, when I actually fully made the team and started playing and was like, "Mom, you should come down and watch your son play." You know, when she got down and she got a piece of the crowd and, you know, her son was really on the field playing, then it kind of turned. You know, I just eventually just wore down.
Okay.
That's all it was. And then I was blessed because I didn't have any, you know, I didn't have any big injuries. You know,
you played like 114 consecutive games for the Texans. I mean, that's a huge
7 years.
That's huge. So then you got injured in 2009. When you wake up in the morning, you still kind of feel some of those 114 games.
I feel every bit of it. I mean, we can start at the neck and work all the way down. I mean, it's a very tough physical game, and it's an extreme demand on your body. And no matter how big or how strong you are, it's still tough on your body, so I feel it. But it's one of those things where, you know, I could have gone and got a desk job. The desk jobs don't write checks like the NFL. Yeah,
that's right.
So,
right.
So when you have this window, it's a finite amount of time. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have that opportunity, I just feel like you have to do your best to maximize every situation. And that's one window. That's one 10-year block of my life where that's the only 10-year block in my life where I could have done that. Who am I not to take advantage of my talents?
Do you think you will still be committing your free time to watching the guys play on TV? Do you think you'll miss it where you'd want to watch it and be a part of it, so to speak? Or are you still a part of it now?
Well, I definitely enjoy still watching the game. I watch football before. I'm going to watch football after. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I won't study the details quite as much, but I'm actually with an affiliate here. I'm actually going to be doing the pre and post for the game. So, yeah, no, it's really, really cool, really, really cool. So I will actually, let me take that last sentence back. During the season, I will absolutely have to do that when it comes to the Texans games. But only the Texans games do I have to do that, not the rest of the games. We have to watch it in such great detail.
And since you mentioned the Texans, what do you think?
Since you brought them up.
Yeah. What do you think? You know I was going to ask you that anyway. What do you think they're going to perform this year? I'm kind of like, there's a lot of changes that went down so far.
It's all a part of the game. It's one of those things where before we were never really that good. So in everybody's mind, you know, whatever the transaction was, oh, fine, do it because we need to get better. But then when you have a good year and you still have to make changes because you do, it's a business. Don't ever be fooled. Don't ever think anything otherwise. It's a business. So at the end of the day, when they crunch the numbers, it's, you know, is X player worth X amount of dollars? If they think in their minds that X player, you know, can be outperformed by someone that costs less dollars,
That's what they're going to do.
He gets replaced. I mean, that's just the way it is. Every day they're trying to find a way to replace you with someone that's less expensive.
But will we be successful, in your opinion?
I believe so. The system that they're implementing, it's proven every year to get better and better and better. Every year since they've come in, we have gotten better and better. Even while I was there from 6, 7, 8, 9, we got better every year.
Okay.
And they're continuing to get better. Obviously, the biggest question marks right now are, you know, losing two offensive linemen that play next to each other.
Yeah.
You know, refilling those spots is obviously going to be a big thing. I mean, I got a lot of faith in AC and Butler, so I think we'll be fine there.
Did you have a little pride last year watching the playoffs, thinking, you know, I was part of that. I was the one. I kind of helped build that team to get to this point.
In fact, it was really cool. I hadn't, you know, when I left and wouldn't play my last year up in Seattle, and then my first game back was the playoff game. It was the first time I came back and played, and I got more high fives and Chester, we appreciate it, and you are 100% a part of this, and you know, you helped build this than I've ever, you know, ever received before. So it was absolutely a wonderful feeling, and I really did feel, you know, my chest poked out a little bit. I was like, yeah, no way. just another day at the office.
Chester Pitts in the studio with us this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we know him from the Houston Texans. Many of you might know him from the Seattle Seahawks as well, but he's retired now. He said he's putting on his suit, looking good, doing his thing in other places now, and that's all to the good. But you got a charity event that's going on here on
June 21st, the Chester Pitts Charitable Foundation, our second Stars and Strikes bowling event, all-star cast. I got the Olympian Lopez family coming. I got Mike Lee, a professional boxer, guy in the Subway commercials. my Texans buddies. Dre told me if he's in town, he's here. Aaron said if he's in town, he's there. D Rob's coming out, Jonathan Joseph, Big Fellas, Sean. I got a lot of guys that are just that are kind of taking the bull by the horn. They know how much I really care about the kids, and I kind of got a cool or different charity. You know, we're all about finding a way to exposing children to fine arts. Mm-hmm. So cultural enrichment, you know, fine arts, regular art, music, whatever it happens to be. My big finale kind of for next year is I'm going to do everything in my power to take 10 kids, you know, put them in their first suit and take them over to the Houston Symphony.
Okay.
And let them enjoy a show.
Yeah.
So that's really kind of the target audience, what it's all about. You know, I wouldn't say that we only target underprivileged kids, and it's more about the thirst or the hunger or the lack of being able to, you know, have those experiences.
Yeah, want to broaden their minds.
So, exactly. So,
that's what happens a lot. Word. Yeah, yes. Want to broaden their minds, get them to thinking about other things other than the things that they see in their whatever their particular world may be.
You got to think about it like this. Year in, year out, when the budgets get crunched and the budgets get balanced, what happens? Every year, it gets balanced on the back of the kids, you know, and the first programs that are cut or art,
teaching
or music. They cut the art teacher, they cut the music. They don't need that. They just need to know how to read and write and add 2 + 2. But, you know, some of the greatest minds that have ever existed have been in that world, or it flowed through arts, flowed through culture, flowed through just those, you know, just a diversification of thinking. And that's why I'm doing all I can to kind of keep it alive and, you know, just keep the kids exposed to it.
I know this is just a charity event and happens maybe a few times per year, but your organization is ongoing. Is there, like, a number or a website people can go to get more information about that?
Absolutely. We made it easy on everybody. It's called the ChesterPittsFoundation.org. Go check us out. It's it's a fledgling website now.
You.
Bear with me. It's kind of still under construction.
We got you.
You understand me. But all the information and nuts and bolts are all there. Really, it's a great event. Corporate mingling. Lots of guys here. Get your autograph. Get your signatures. You know what? Come grab me while you're there. If there's a particular person you want me to introduce you to, I will do it. Just come say hi to me. I'm pretty cool like that. And the guys that are there are really normally they're laid back, and we basically locked down the entire event, so it's only going to be us taking over 300 for the night. So it's going to be a really cool kind of exclusive private deal. So it's a great deal. Come on out and support.
All right, give me the website one more time so the folks can go up there and get all the information.
ChesterPittsFoundation.org, or you can go on Facebook or just Google me. I mean, it's all there. You know what I mean? The world is your oyster. Just put my name in, go to the website, check me out.
Again, it's happening Thursday, June 21st. It's in the evening from 7 to 10.
Yes.
All right, Chester Pitts in the studio with us. I want to take the time to say thank you very much. Good luck on the new job, by the way.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Appreciate you.
And on everything else you're doing too, man. Thank you very much for being a part of the show.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. You guys are great.
Thanks.